Unfortunately, we have to confirm that there was a very significant fish kill at the weekend at the Glenagannon. We received a call through our 24-hour hotline number on Friday, and our fishery officers and environmental staff attended to the scene. And unfortunately, as you say, over 2,000 juvenile brown trout, Atlantic salmon and sea trout were confirmed as killed in the incident. So a very significant incident covering approximately 4 kilometres of river.
And of course, this being such a major incident, I suppose that the operation to clean up this, of course, you have the carcasses of thousands of fish to operate. What kind of an operation does it take to be able to respond to such an incident in a quick and clear manner?
Firstly, I should say our thanks to the member of the public who utilised our 24-hour hotline. I'll give you the number just so your audience hears it. It's 0818347424. So really just to highlight, it's very important if people observe any dead or dying fish or unusual behaviour of fish or wildlife along rivers, that we get an early report. So in this instance, we did receive a report in late morning on last Friday, which enabled our staff to respond promptly to the event. Really thereafter, it's a matter of, first of all, confirming that there was a fish kill ongoing, and clearly in this instance it was very significant. It was more than a few individuals. There were several year classes of, as I say, brown trout, salmon and sea trout. And really at that point the investigation is very simply, it's a matter of walking the river upstream to first of all, determine the extent of the fish kill and to gather any evidence that may be there in terms of what the underlying cause is. So in this instance, because we had an early report in through our hotline, we were able to get on site very quickly. And we do believe we have determined the cause of the incident. And at the moment, we're following a definite line of inquiry.
And regarding this, and perhaps when the public might know exactly what that cause was, and perhaps even perpetrators, of course, we know there are legal proceedings potentially being initiated. Is there any time limit as to when we can expect the release of the test results and any potential legal proceedings to the public?
Well, very much the first step of that is first of all, to include our investigation. And I'd say we are confident that we have determined the cause of this pollution event. I'd say to some extent, the legal matters really is at the timeline of the district court and so on. So unfortunately, it is a matter of months now in terms of cases coming to court. But I'd say in this instance, because we were able to get on site quickly and determine, in our view, what we understand to be the underlying cause of this significant event, that in all likelihood legal proceedings will be proceeding, and in due course we'll be able to release further information.